To call jazz an American art form may seem a bit odd, especially since its beginnings lie in Western Africa. I'm Fred Macy, and this is the Jazz Scene, dedicated to the preservation, promotion, and appreciation of jazz, America's classical music. It's music born of ritual African drumming. Call and response singing. And a seductive rhythmic pulse, rooted deep in that continent's musical and spiritual soil. Eventually, those roots made their way across the Atlantic, carried in the hearts and minds of enslaved and scattered masses, to the shores of the Caribbean and to the United States. These people had been stripped of just about everything but what was inside their heads, both as a means of communication between people who spoke different languages and as a way to find some relief from boring, back-breaking toil. These transplanted rhythms took hold and evolved into what became field hollers. Work songs. Gospel and blues.
To guide me every day, as I walk along this narrow way. Oh, yeah. No affliction affect my soul.
These rougher rhythms and flavors then became blended with a more structured and musical style known as Creole. Together with the spontaneous oral tradition of the African Americans, it was just the right recipe for an early form of jazz. The new sounds found homes in places like New Orleans, or Nolens, Charleston, Kansas City, Houston, Dallas, Chicago, and St. Louis, too. There they were blended with harmonies that were derived from European music and evolved into other genres like blues, ragtime, swing, jazz itself, and eventually even R&B. The American culture offered a wealth of musical diversity that early jazz musicians thrived on and used as material for improvisation. History notwithstanding, I used to have the feeling that jazz was the basis for other styles of music, particularly country and rock. There was a program director at one station whose glue began to melt whenever I filled in on their bluegrass program. However rare those occasions might be, I magically managed to locate most of the jazz-based tunes they had on the shelf. Now, in case you're not aware, at a radio station, the program director is God. It's spelled with a small letter G. These days, stations are so automated that you probably couldn't get away with what I did. But back in the day, as they say, a DJ could have a little more fun, even at the expense of a deity. And if you're not having fun in that business, well, you're probably the program director, right? I digress. Anyway, listen to a little of Alison Brown's Etouffee Brutus and tell me if they aren't blowing jazz. I did the same thing at a couple of rock stations, too, much to the chagrin of certain persnickety music programmers. On the other side of the coin, listen to Sonny Rollins' I'm an Old Cowhand and see if he wasn't milking a little cowboy country, thus disproving my theory. While the influence of jazz on rock and pop may be more evident than it is on country, it seems clear that there continues to be a creative symbiosis between jazz and many other forms of music. They tend to borrow from and lend to each other for the benefit of both, not to mention the benefit of the listener. You might be surprised to hear what pop artists like Diana Ross have done in that regard. Remember the Supremes? Well, Diana is supreme.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone, but here you are with the wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache.
Jazz as a hybrid of musical traditions reflects a marriage of musical interpretations as well as a blend of musical elements. It's a fusion of rhythm and melody that makes it truly an American art form, exported now to all races, colors, creeds, and countries around the world. Wherever your tastes lie, whatever your roots, how about letting me know what kinds of things you like, what you want to hear, by leaving a comment either here at the Jazz Scene or on the website itself, markofjazz.com. Until next time we meet, I truly hope you'll enjoy the sights and sounds we'll offer as much as I enjoy providing them. And be sure to remember the pithy advice of Miles Davis. Don't play what's there. Play what's not there.